season 3 of Double D20s, episode 6 of Shifter's Ridge Will Never Die. My name is Tori, and I'll be your DM. My pronouns are she, they, and these are my players.
Hello, my name is Shalina, pronouns she, her, and I play Shalfa Johnson, pronouns also she, her. Shalfa is a level 9 half-orc fighter with the Eldritch Knight subclass.
Hello, my name is Dahlia, and I play Aus Deshay, and we both use she, her pronouns, and she is about to make sure it goes down this session. She is a human fighter, level 9, 3 levels in Gunslinger, and 6 levels in Light Cleric.
My name is Allison. I use she, her pronouns. I play Gabrielle, who uses any and all pronouns. They are a changeling, level 9, College of Eloquence bard.
Hey, I'm Steven. I play young Mayberry, goes by he, him pronouns. He is a half-elf drunken master, monk level 9.
And we're about to get in a fight! This is, I think, the first PvP!
We're getting right into it. Okay, insight on Shatha, who is smirking as Alvaretta gets pushed back 10 feet. 23.
It's insight versus deception.
Even if I get a nat 20, I can't beat a 23.
What are you looking for?
If Shatha was the one who just shoved Alvaretta.
I would say that you can probably see that Shatha did something like casted magic.
Alright, so Oz stands up, right? And she loudly, in Shatha's direction, says, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?"
So Shatha's also going to telekinetically push Oz. This is over it.
Do I need to make a save and throw?
Strength. Saving throw of DC 14.
Can I antagonize it even more?
That's a 15.
Okay, so you just probably feel this little, but you don't move.
You are testing my patience, stranger. You come into this town after 4 people go missing, and you want to act like you can just throw people from my town around, members of my flock. I don't care how much you've helped so far. If you're going to start acting like you can just throw us around, like we're disposable, I will put you in the ground. And Aust has both of her, she has flash and flare out. She has both revolvers out.
Shalfa just does not care. Shalfa's just going to turn towards you. Just look at Aust, like, with no interest in her eyes. Shalfa's at a point where, like, characterly, she doesn't understand why we're bringing around people who can't help. And why we're doing things that aren't getting us closer to what we need to be doing. So she's, like, confused. I think Shatha's just going to look at you and say, "We're wasting time here doing this. Something bigger is happening."
That's what I would call throwing or pushing people.
Technically, it was a shove.
Sure, let's call it a shove. That's what I would call shoving people who healed me during the fight. Kept me up while you were running around on your horse 30 feet away.
I was making attacks every time I came around.
Sure, but I was taking the hit.
What's the difference? It's not my fault you couldn't run away from the hits. That's not my fault you don't have a better battle plan. You seem like you can attack from far away, so while you were right upon it seems like a pride issue.
Aw shoots the dirt at her feet.
Are you trying to intimidate Shatha?
Sure, yeah. Well, that's a 21. I guess roll counter-intimidation, would that work for you, Tori? What do you think?
Yeah, I think counter-intimidate.
Because I know Shatha has better intimidation stats. Like, she can clearly beat me.
22.
Fuck, that is actually just one better. They're just staring each other down. Like, I think Aust wouldn't know what to say, but, like, she knows she's losing.
Shatha's gonna take a step on you. Like, because you didn't intimidate her, she's gonna step up, like, at least 2 steps closer to you.
Alvaretta's gonna scramble to her feet.
Yeah.
Aust has both of her guns. They're just, like, both, like, face-to-face. Like, it is sparks flying.
Okay, so they are face-to-face. Perfect. That's exactly where Gabriel wants to be. Only slightly more serious. So Gabriel literally, like, kind of steps forward and puts their hands between the two of you and, like, it's like, okay, that's enough. All right. Tensions are high. Everybody got hurt. Everybody's okay now. Everybody's healed up. We killed the crazy shit that came out of the fucking walls of this goddamn cavern. And we're all alive.
Sorry, there was a statement there. Give me one moment. Give me one moment to roll.
I also did a composer check. I did good. I got a 19.
Everybody got hurt, huh? Did they?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, I didn't, but I stay away. That's kind of my thing. All right, it's not about who took the most damage. We're all alive.
Ospak's down. Ospak's down. There's reason in that statement. Yeah, she holsters one gun out of the two.
We're all alive. We're all tired. I'm pretty tapped out myself. I think we've realized that there is some stuff going on down here. I do not think that it is smart of us to continue looking at what is happening down here in our current states, not only of mind, but of body. We should go home, rest, have a drink, or six. After what I saw, don't really ever forget giant weird beings. Yeah, we should go. Get out of here. Tomorrow, regroup, come back, see if we can't actually figure out where these tracks go, where these people actually went. Hopefully not get attacked by giant creatures again. No offense, Alvaretta. Maybe next time you stay home.
Off the chuckles. Just because that's hilarious. Before anything happens, Shotha just wants to glance around to see, like, to do, like, an investigation check to see if there's, like, anything out in the open obvious that we can see where these came from. Like, while all this is happening.
Yeah, go ahead and...
Out of curiosity, I want to roll a persuasion check. Can I do that? I haven't gotten to do my shit yet.
For Alvaretta?
Yeah.
Yeah!
So that's an 8, but it counts as a 10. And so that's 23. Because Eloquin's bards are broken.
Eloquin's bards are broken.
She's just trying to persuade her to know that she wasn't particularly helpful in this situation. For a lot of reasons. And she's hoping that she does not get mad.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's the main goal. It's like, hey, this is...
She's just trying to, like, come off as just, like, I'm stating fact. It's not to hurt you. It might be, though.
Like, take it how you want, but hopefully you take it good.
Facts.
I only rolled an 8.
Only rolled an 8?
Yeah. Yeah, I see some dirt and some rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of cracks in this canyon here.
That's fair.
No, Alvaretta is gonna kind of, like, after she fully, like, stands up and is just, like, dusting herself off. Yeah, I probably might stay out of your way. That's what you think is best.
I just want it to be stated, for the record, I would not still be standing if it wasn't for her.
That's a bold claim. You think I would have just told you to fuck off?
No.
Not healed you, like, to die?
I don't think so, but I was almost gone before she healed me. And you were under the effect of that spell through no fault of your own. I will admit, you did your best, given the circumstances. But having a second person there who gave me a little bit of health, who gave me a little bit of vitality, I was able to stay alive until the next time you could heal me. And I'm very appreciative, Ree. Don't get me wrong. Do not misunderstand. And like, and Shotha, I am not unappreciative of the effort you put forth, and neither am I unappreciative of the effort you put forth, Young. I'm just saying, treating Alvaretta as if she did nothing compared to the healing that she did provide is unfair.
Ah, so we're supposed to think that because she has a crush on you and only healed you, that her benefit to you is a benefit to all of us. Okay, cool. Shafa's going to walk away from the situation now. She's going to say that and immediately turn around and leave.
Ost will cast Hold Person.
It's trying so hard. Okay, I think we all know that that wasn't what that was about. What I'm meaning is that you had a spell that hurt you when she got hurt too. We all are talented in our own ways and have high-level shit. I think now that we understand what each one of us can do, if we do face trouble again, we can do better. But we need to hurt those things. We need to hurt stuff a lot more than we did. And I realize Shotha's weapons were not magical, probably didn't hit as hard as they could have if this stuff continues to be resistant to things like that, there's not a lot that attacks can do from an axe. And healing was helpful. I admit that. But how much can she do at the risk of dying, which are past behind us? I don't exactly want to watch you die.
And I have no plans to. But I'm well capable of putting myself into situations that I know I either can get out of or I know the risk going in. And I did also happen to take note of, to no fault of her own, Miss Johnson's utility not exactly being as effective as the magic that you, Re, and you, Ost, are both well endowed with. However, there are some items in my father's large collection that may be able to assist you with that, if that is what you so wish, and then I can proceed to get out of your hair, so to speak.
First would be appreciated. I feel weird saying I appreciate you stepping away, because that sounds, that'd just be shitty of me to do. I know you want to help. Thanks for that.
I understand the sentiment, so no need to feel shitty.
Ost will eventually holster her second revolver, and then she lets go of hold person on Shatha.
Shatha just walks away. Pops on Shyla and just rides back off.
Courageous as ever, I see.
I'm sure there's things the young woman is dealing with that we are not privy to. I would like to know why she pushed me, though.
High key, Shatha's going to look for that farm.
The Cranshaw Heston farm. Hit that in a second. Is there anything that the townies are doing?
Gabriel is going to go do exactly what they said they were going to do.
Go drink.
They're going to go drink. They're like, you know what? For the first time in my entire time here, I don't feel like dealing with anybody. And they're going to go, like, drink on their porch.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
So what are we deciding right now?
So Shatha has head off to the Cranshaw Heston farm to go speak with the two lovely ladies of the house. Ree has gone to their porch to drink alone.
Like, Ree's just going to be like, I'm going to go. Yeah. And they are going to cast Dimension Door.
Gotta go.
500 feet. The fuck out of there.
As fast and far as possible.
You can probably get pretty well into town. Yeah. Like, almost at your house.
Just Dimension Door to their house. Yeah, they're gone.
Nice. Just,
you are all exhausting.
That's fair.
Yeah, not wrong.
Fighting for no reason? Yes.
Yeah, actually.
It's truly how the Gaves would do it.
Yeah.
It's exactly 650 feet from Gaves. We calculate.
Damn, you get so close.
So close. Almost all the way home.
It's the 150 feet that you have to walk in shame.
Mm-hmm. Ost's plan is to head back to the church, pray for a bit, and then sit in her side of the confessional. Because maybe somebody else's problems will allow her to forget about her own for a little bit.
Steven, what's Young doing?
Young is going to go get a drink and just chill out and try to nurse his wounds and try to deal with the fact that he just saw his first, like, lesbian fight.
Wait, did you say he thinks he caused the fight?
No, he's just gonna go to the bar and chill and just, like, you know, overall just, like, absorb everything that just happened. He's like, I just saw my first lesbian fight.
There's so much, like, four-way sexual tension happening, though, like, is what the issue is.
Steven, please give me an insight check on what you think the lesbian fight was about.
I got a 7.
fighting about him, though.
He's dead. Young's like, oh.
Young is like, I'm too sexy.
Young is like, all these women, they're so upset.
They just want me.
They're so obsessed with me.
We will follow Jotha, just because Aust, you seem to have some time in between when your thing might happen. Ree, unless there's anything particular besides drinking a lot.
Drinking and thinking about what the fuck she's doing with her life. They're just like, what did I do to end up here?
They're like, why? What mistakes did I make?
Is this a thing? I just wanted to run away and hit on hot women and live my life. And here I am.
Okay, so, Shotha, you are headed to this farm. What way are you, like, coming in? Are you, like, headed towards the house? Are you headed towards the farmland, which would be, like, to the left, behind the cemetery? Where are you headed?
You'd probably go and, like, stop right at the farmland and just, like, bask in it for a minute to clear her head before she walks up, like, goes up to their door.
Yeah, go ahead and give me insight on yourself.
Oh, boy. That's rough. I got a 7.
Yeah, so Jotha's thoughts are probably clouded at the moment. Probably, like, as much as the farm usually helps, there is just a lot sort of, like, swimming in her head at the moment. So you can get, like, a little bit of reprieve in the silence, but probably not too much emotionally.
She wants to talk to the one that doesn't like her.
Leowyn. So you're gonna go up and knock on the front door?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
15.
15. Okay, you can hear once you knock. Inside the house is pretty, like, busy. Like, you know when you can hear a lot of things happening and a lot of things going on? You see the door open as a pretty flustered Leowyn answers. She's gonna kind of look almost, like, off to the side of you, not on purpose, just on, like, oh, I'm not spotting anything I immediately recognize right away. And as soon as she kind of lock eyes with you, she's just gonna be like, what can I help you with?
I, just thought I'd answer your, question.
Well, I mean, now is not the best time, but, here, come inside. We've got some stuff happening around here. Let me just...
You need some help?
I don't think it's anything, unfortunately, that you can help with. But please just come inside. I don't really want people to see you around with what's going on.
Okay, Shotha walks inside.
Yeah, so she's gonna pull you inside and pull you kind of into... It's a very, like, big, old, structurally beautiful home. And she takes you in kind of one of the sitting rooms on the bottom floor. And there is a young-ish child, probably, like, a little bit younger than preteen age, sitting on the couch, like, sitting cross-legged, not really doing anything. Leowyn is going to sit you down on the other side of the room. She's going to sit on the same sofa with you, but she's not going to, like, dismiss the child away. Very much, like, whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about in the open in here.
So Shotha's just going to start with, honestly, ma'am, I'm not really sure where I am. I just kind of put together, and she's going to pull out, like, the phone that she would use to talk to her dad. And she's going to be like, I just kind of, it's been a couple days, and my dad hasn't called me, and I don't even really talk like that. I don't know where I am. I can't get a hold of my dad. And normally I can just work my way around, but things are really off here.
Yeah. I must admit, I don't think I've really met many people with a cell phone, if that is what you have. Have you learned much about who I am or what this town is?
No, you look like you were from where I'm, or you look like you were from Synthesis. You look like you're not from wherever this is.
Well, the name Simbus is familiar. I don't come from there. It's a place that me and my adventuring party had been at least one or actually quite probably a few times. There's a lot happening over there. It's a very busy nation. But it's not, when I say quite far from here, I don't mean distance in terms of, like, traveling, because usually you can't get to here from there or vice versa without use of a portal. And it seems you might have stumbled upon one if you're not quite sure how you got here. And that might make sense as to why your device isn't working.
Okay. Now, that makes sense, and I can find my way back knowing that. However, do you know anything about what's going on around here?
Well, to be frank, I don't know very much.
But you know something.
I do, and part of me is inclined to believe not that you have anything to do with it, but that your sudden appearance, coincidentally at the same time as others, including my own child just recently as of midday today, as we found, was apparently next, which excuse my wife's absence. She is currently scanning up and down for him alongside Bill, but...
Your child's missing?
Yes. My second youngest, Boudicker, he's been missing as of midday.
Do you have anything I can use to, like, try to track?
I'm sure Jamel, and she points to the child across. I'm sitting at the on the other couch, and she's like, I'm sure Jamel can take you to their shared study and see if there might be anything up there. To be honest, we have informed our children of the dangers that lie when you go digging around places that orphan boy dug around, and perhaps maybe have stressed them a bit too intensely.
Like the canyon?
The canyon. That's what I mean.
Is that the only place?
The canyon is, it's got a lot of holes that children can wind up lost in.
Like portals?
No, there's none that I am aware of down there.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah, you can definitely tell that there are things that she's probably glossing over a little too quickly. She's kind of backtracking a little bit in where she starts a statement, and then it's almost like she remembers supposed to be something different, and then mentally and verbally she's pressing the backspace and then retyping things.
Are you okay?
Am I alright? I mean, no, obviously not. My child is missing, and my wife and my eldest son are terribly stressed about it, and I'm more frustrated than I am worried, since I know Boudicker is smart enough to know better than to end up in those kinds of situations.
Dolphin just wants to find something that'll help her try to track him.
Yeah.
I've been rolling like dog shit all day, though, so...
Leilwyn will go with Jamel and lead you up to where their, like, shared study space is. Go ahead and just give me, like, I guess, investigation.
Oh, thank God, an 18.
Okay. Yeah, so you can probably find... It's like a glass jar that someone would start, like, a small collection of things in. Boudicker has taken, like, little different bits of fabric and things, like, started tossing them in this jar, almost like he's been studying the differences between leather and silk, and there's little cuts and nicks and things in each of the tiny squares.
Can I take this with me?
As long as you bring it back.
Of course. I just need to share it with the preacher and some other folks who are helping look for the kids that are missing.
Well, hopefully you can find them.
Well, I promise I won't go home until we at least figure out what's going on. Doth is gonna, like, extend her hand as, like, a promise.
Go ahead, give me a persuasion check.
15.
So she's gonna extend her hand backwards, and then, you know, after you two shake hands, as she's, like, walking you towards the door, she's just gonna put, like, a light hand on your shoulder. Listen, I know things around here can seem not futile, but the people around here care a lot about each other. And I see as someone new, you've made quite an impression on more than a couple of the folks here. Just be careful. They take it quite to heart.
I think I pissed most of them off.
Most of them don't stay mad for long.
Good to know. Katha is just gonna basically thank her for having her in her home and letting her look at the farm a little bit. And then Shatha's gonna go to the one place that Shatha knows to go. That's Gabe's house.
You'll have an emotional discussion with a person who has not had emotion in a while and is also probably pretty drunk by now.
Perfect so. Time to have emotional discussion.
Hope you're ready for that.
Shatha, always ready.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'll let you kind of like take it from there. Narratively, what is Gabe doing?
Gabe is just on her porch. they have, you know, those ridiculous robes with the seams of feathers that are just like all sleeves. Yeah, so one of those just like obnoxiously freaking gigantic robes with the feathers all along the edge with like the gigantic sleeves. They're wearing one of those and just like their small like slip dress, like the off the shoulder that we had talked about the other night. Just sitting on like a rocking chair, like in the most bisexual way possible, like not even correctly sitting on
like one leg
in the chair, yes! Like legs over one side. and in one hand, it's just like just a bottle. It's just kind of sitting next to them, and they're just like laid out on the chair, staring just at stars. It's probably nighttime by now.
Yeah,
the sunset, whatever time frame we're looking at.
Dolph is gonna pull on a skirt, put on a horse, you know.
So discreetly, why?
No, I'm gonna have to do a composure check. Well. I got a 4.
Gabe's looking hot.
Chop is gonna fall off the horse immediately, trying to get down. Just one foot comes off and gets stuck in like the saddle stirrup, and she's just gonna eat shit immediately on the ground. And Chop is gonna be like, howdy, and try to get back up.
Howdy. Where'd you run off to?
The Lalin's farm. Oh, their kid's missing.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they think it's the same scenario as the other kids.
Well, hopefully we'll find them tomorrow, and they won't have to worry for too long.
You look great.
Thank you. Look great. You don't fake it till you make it. It's been a long day. Do you want a drink?
Shatha's just gonna shake her head. Ferociously.
They offer the bottle.
Slams the whole thing. Immediately hoping to feel better.
It's like hard liquor.
Oh shit. Still slams it.
It's not like wine. It's like whiskey. It's hard liquor.
I thought you had like a bottle of beer. Shatha's gonna slam the whole thing anyway. No thought process into that.
She goes to slam it back, realizes what it is, and spits it.
Like, she didn't spit all of it out, but she, like, it dribbles, and she's like, nope.
Oh, I should have warned you. I guess there's no labels on these things. My bad.
There's no labels on anything. You serve pounds of meat here. Nothing's the same.
Nothing's the same as what?
Sympas? That's where I'm from. I know I'm not from here. I've been told I've stumbled upon, like, a portal.
Those are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, when you know you're going through one.
That's fair.
And I changed, like, my accent to try to fit in, because when you're around other people and you don't talk like them, you get funny stares. So I changed my accent, and now I'm just like, who am I? Where am I? When am I?
Well, you're you. You're here, and it's now. Does that help?
No! But yes?
Sometimes it's easier to just live in the moment when the world's on its head.
Sounds better than being confused all the time. Chopper's gonna, assuming there's another chair on your porch, sit next to you.
Yeah.
Hand you the bottle back.
They take it back and have another drink. So that was pretty tense. Do you want to talk about it?
I'm feeling like maybe
point. Maybe I should talk about it.
I'm a good listener. Also a good talker. Good if you have things too, but...
We can discover those later?
I was gonna say it very confused. Like, maybe?
Would like that.
I've never felt emotions so aggressively like today. I'm not supposed to feel emotion. I'm supposed to just work, not feel anything. Move things, pick heavy things up, put them down, and break something, you patch it up, go on about your day.
Who told you you weren't supposed to feel anything?
It's how it always was on the farm. Rub some dirt in it.
Well, that doesn't sound very nice.
There's a lot of work to do. Big farm. Not a lot of time to feel.
But you don't just turn emotions off. You can ignore them. Push them aside. You can cover them with wit and sarcasm. But did you never find joy in the labor you were doing? Like the way that it felt after a long day of work? Your pride?
The best feeling. The most rewarding.
Those are feelings. Maybe you're just not used to more adversarial feelings.
That's possible. And maybe I was feeling as if I didn't do much today and projected that on your friend or your ex.
Stop, it's just gonna stop and like stare off and be like, I don't know what to say here.
Are you talking about Ost? Because that was also a little bit of projection, perhaps. I'm not really sure where all that came from. But yes, I can understand my history and personality can cause friction among people.
That's
not really my intention. It's just sort of who I am.
With Foss, that's different. With Alvaretta, I said she was useless. She did stuff, just not. But like, I also wasn't doing enough. With Ost,
and she's just sweating profusely and just doesn't actually articulate how she's feeling.
Ree just kind of like nods and watches.
I told you again, I got a two. So now she's just gonna like bind up and just be like, and sweat. She's gonna take off her jacket though because she's overheating and like super sweaty. Because you're forcing her to acknowledge feelings she's never acknowledged before.
Mm-hmm. And the situation with Ost is different. How?
You're gonna start doing push-ups to avoid her feelings on the ground. just gonna keep going and hope it stops.
He just kind of laughs. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the show very much, but it's not going to change the fact that I'm still curious and that it would still probably help to talk about those feelings because we have a lot to do tomorrow. And if you keep those feelings bottled up, it might end up in, you know, bad things happening in more intergroup conflict and things going on that way.
She's gonna lay down on the ground and just muffle into the ground jealousy. She's just gonna say it. Like, in the ground.
Like, at the floor. At the porch.
At the floor. You can't see anything that's happening in her face. She's just gonna say it, though. And just, like, stop moving.
Gabe kind of, like, they kind of start putting it together. Do you like me? Maybe a little bit more than you want to.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel things, and I feel things, and I don't know if it's good or bad things.
Necessarily have to be good or bad things. Probably good, though. I mean, I'm pretty great.
Tatha's just gonna nod, but, like, every time she nods, she smacks her head against the ground. Just, like, smacks, smacks.
I don't know if this will help, or, I don't know, make it worse. your reactions are not exactly... I can't really gauge how you're going to react to certain things that I say, which is part of the reason why I like saying certain things, because I'm curious to see what you'll do. But I like you as well. I find you very interesting and intriguing. And you've just sort of blown in and reminded me of a lot of things that I've run away from. And I flirt with everyone. It's sort of just how I exist in the world. I do a lot of other things with everyone too, but I don't talk like this with everyone either.
Shasta sits up on the ground still. Like, she's just crisscrossed applesauce on the ground. And just gonna look at you with, like, inquisitive eyes, and it's just gonna be like, that's fair. I don't talk to everyone how I talk to you. The sweating has stopped. She's feeling relaxed, and she's very damp, so she's just gonna take off her, like, shirt as well, because it's wet. And she doesn't want to be in it anymore. But instead of unbuttoning it, she rips it off. Just because she was just like, this needs to come off now.
This needs to be gone.
And then she's just gonna be like, I don't talk to everyone how I talk to you, and you make me feel like it's okay to talk about feelings. She's gonna, like, stutter a bit, and then just look at you and be like, I wanna help here, and then leave, because I feel like I don't belong here, but I'd like to keep talking to you.
You'd like me to come with you?
There's always room for two on Shiloh.
Today's made me realize that the things I was running from are going to be searching for me wherever I go. And I don't really have anything here anymore. Thought I did. Gave it a try. And then worked out the exact same way that my other almost engagement worked out, which is not well.
Well, I like to travel. If you can't tell by where I am, because where the fuck is this? But it does get lonely. Also, you have to come see the farm. It's great. It's vast. And I think you'd really like Synthesis. There's a lot more going on. And if you're running from something, that's okay. We can run together until you're done running.
I don't know if I'll ever be done running. And I don't know if it'd be safe. Sort of why I didn't sort of avoid getting super into long committed relationships and sort of just float around. Running from my parents.
Well, fuck them. And we can run together forever, or I can fight them until I die. I don't care.
Well, I think I'd prefer you not to fight them until you die. Because honestly, if they did find me, it would probably not really be much of a fight. More like a quick, there you are, get back here, marry the man we chose for you, don't run away again. And then they'd use their magic to teleport us away.
That sounds horrible. However, they'd have to find you, and it sounds like you're far away from where you're normally at. So I think the risk is worth the reward. What's the worst they can do? I mean, I know, find you, and now she's going to start sweating again because she realizes what she just said.
Could I ask her to make a persuasion check? Because I'm trying to figure out if Gabe is going to say who her parents are.
I mean, you can. I will roll one. I'll roll one. I got a 13. That's rough. That's real rough.
In my mind, it was mostly just like 10 and 10. Like, it was like a... It was more of like a 50-50 sort of shot there. Parents are fairies. Lords and ladies, once. I'm basically a fairy princess.
This is gonna take Shafa a hot minute to process. So she's just gonna stare at you for a minute to try to understand, like...
I was supposed to get married. It was like a political thing.
So it wasn't...
So they can do a lot. Like, a lot.
Shota's slowly going to start understanding that it's an arranged marriage. It's not something you choose. Nat 1 for composure check. Shota jumps up and starts screaming, well, I'll never let that happen to you!
and I'll take you wherever we need to go forever and ever and ever until they die. They're fairies. I know that takes a very long time, but I'm here forever. She's screaming so loud that I'm sure everyone in your neighborhood can hear this.
Oz hears it in the church.
I think you mean everyone in this 100 square foot town can hear it.
Yes. Yes. The entire town can hear Shafa. Like, Shafa's ready to go into a fucking rage at this point. Because she is like, I will protect you forever. You will never have to deal with that. Even if you don't want to be with me and you just want to hang out, I will protect you.
Okay, then. Thank you.
She nods ferociously and then just plops back down. Doesn't sit in the rocking chair, sits on the ground. Legs crossed again. Hands in, like, the middle of her, her lap. And, she's going to, look up and say, thank you for trusting me with that, and thank you for letting me express feelings that I was never allowed to express to anybody. And then she's just gonna full on cry because she's feeling so many emotions that she doesn't know how to process anything. And yesterday was the first time, I mean, earlier today was the first time she has ever cried since she was like little, because she'd used to be yelled at for crying because that's not something you do as someone who needs to work and just do things and not process feelings.
Ree's gonna come over and just sort of hug her. And like rub her back.
I was just gonna lean into Ree.
We'll figure it out. I mean, in all my time everywhere, I've never really heard of this place either. So maybe we can figure out how to get out together.
Yeah. That sounds great. And she's just gonna, like, sniffle.
Do you want another drink?
Nods and takes the bottle, forgets it's hard liquor again, and just starts chugging again. And then she's like, ah!
So much burning.
It burns! Shots is also kind of used to it burning, but, like, still can't process that it's going to burn.
Just still doesn't expect it. Still isn't ready.
Yeah. Every time, just like, what the fuck?
Well, why don't we go inside? Make something to eat?
Sounds really nice. Picks up the ripped off shirt and the jacket to bring inside.
With a quick wave of their hand, he's able to... The buttons are fixed.
Doesn't put it back on, but like, thank you.
No.
Throws it on the couch as we walk in.
And they have a romantic dinner. And then maybe they fuck.
They definitely fuck.
Young friend.
Yeah.
He went to go get drunk?
Yes, he did. I think he wanted to go get some cash while he was at it.
Some cash? Like, to pickpocket?
Yeah, more of the same old, same old. And then as he's, like, drinking more and more and more, I think he comes to the realization that, you know what? I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like the definition of insanity. And then he starts getting into his feels, and then he starts, and then he just leaves the bar at one point. And then he just, you know, just walks and walks and, you know, eventually runs into the church. And he decides to go in.
Okay. I'm assuming this is probably around when Aust is doing, her confessional hours.
Yeah.
So what does the setup kind of look like?
So, like most booths, it's got like the two entries and it's like a curtain to, like, you know, sit in it. There's like the church itself, pretty austere. It's not got a lot going on to it other than like the main shrine. And then the booth is pretty nicely carved. You can tell there's a light on above it, which is used to kind of like keep that low light filtering in through the slats of it. And that light, when it's on, indicates that like you're welcome to walk into the seat that does not have the curtain drawn over it is the one that you are invited to sit on.
Right. So Young, as you're coming in, are you trying to be like quiet at all? Are you trying to make a big stink about the fact that you're here?
I'm stumbling in, wasted. With a bottle on hand, and just trying to, like, make my way, and, like, kind of find somewhere to sit, and I just see the most comfortable chair, like, right in front of me.
Ost, make a perception check with advantage. Or do insight. Do insight.
With advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 25.
You know when someone does something so often that you kind of get... When you're a little kid and you get used to how each person in your house's footsteps sound, you can just tell by the certain rhythm of things crashing to the floor and thudding against wood that Young is walking his drunk self through the church. Even though you can't see him, you can sense it. Just even you're gonna sit down in the comfy chair.
I mean, the light is shining on it, why not?
Do you speak first, or Ost, do you speak first?
Ost will wait a moment until she hears the curtain close, if at all. I don't know if Young pulls it closed or not.
No, he leaves it open.
Alright, she'll wait for a couple moments, and then she'll say, or she'll ask, "Please, tell me what troubles you."
What doesn't trouble me nowadays?
It's quite a broad place to start.
Truth be told, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Most of us don't. That's alright. Sometimes all we need is just one thing to kind of hone in on at the moment. Do you have any idea what that might be?
I was at the bar earlier, and I guess I looked at myself and thought, why am I doing the same thing over and over again? And I guess I started thinking about the different people that look at me differently because of what I do.
And then what did you think?
I felt sad.
It's perfectly natural given the situation you find yourself in, and there's nothing wrong with acknowledging or accepting that. But I get the feeling you wish to change it.
I don't know. I've been the same person for far too long. Don't even know how to start.
Well, it might be true that you've been the same person for many years. There's also only one thing in the way of you becoming a different person.
And how's that?
It's effort. That's all you gotta do. Gotta try.
He, like, contemplates and, like, looks at the bottle that he's holding. And, like, just sets it down, like, slowly. And then just sits back. And just starts, like, really thinking about it. And, like, I think a tear just comes down his, like, his face a little bit. And then he, like, and then I think he tries to, like, go over to, like, off. And, you know, I think he just opens it up and just, like, opens the curtain, I believe.
Like, slides the thing. the screen, the wooden screen in the middle. Okay. And Ost is like, the fuck?
Yeah, and then I think he just, like, and he just loses it, and he starts breaking down, like, I'm so broken!
Ost does, like, the very awkward, like, slowly, like, there. Like, she doesn't actually say it, she's just listening, and, like, awkwardly, like, returning the hug, but, like, for the most part, just hoping that his snot does not stain her collar. And trying not to have her eyes water at the obtuse scent of alcohol filling her nose.
And Young is just there, just like sobbing. And you can't even understand what he's saying anymore. Or you're like, the entire time.
I know. It's all right. It's all right. I got you. You're going to be just fine.
And, like, Young is so drunk that he just, like, passes out, like, on her, like, as, like, you know, throughout the night.
Ost is speaking to herself at this point, and she's like, you know, I really thought listening to somebody else's problems might make my day a bit better and distract me from my own, but what the fuck? She gets up, she, like, goes around the confessional booth and then pulls the top half of Young back through the side of the screen that he leaned through to hug her, and then basically puts him back on the couch that hasn't been, you know, undone from the last time he slept on it. At this point, she's just kind of sitting there like, oh. And she goes out back to where she has, like, a series of targets and, like, training dummies set up. She casts Daylight on the area. like above it. So there's like this huge ball of light that makes it basically as good as daylight, and she like changes into some like training clothes and just starts practicing, trying to like it's kind of like an angry thing, you know what I mean? An angry little training montage, just like hitting the shit out of the fucking targets and shooting more targets, just going at it. Like,
that's pretty badass.
Yeah, so as sort of Aust is...
She's pissed. Like, this is literally just her expressing her anger.
Yeah.
Because she can't go to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, she just... This is how she handles it. Like, she's pissed at, like, what happened in the canyon. She's pissed at the fight. She's pissed at Shatha. She's pissed at herself. Yeah, she's just real angry about, like, how that was handled. And she's like, I should have been better about that. Like, it was just, yeah. A lot of regret bubbling. A little bit of hope, but like a hopeful concern for Young as well, like about maybe quitting alcohol. But yeah, just to clarify where she's at and the way that she's doing.
Yeah,
a genuine question. She can't or she won't. Like, she feels like she can't talk to people, or she just, or she can't because like everyone in the town is supposed to come to her for that.
Yeah, that's the way that she has positioned herself.
Okay,
and the way that it is in this town is,
gotcha,
it's clear that like Gabby might not really come to like confessional or anything, but like those who do, she feels like she couldn't go to. And then obviously those who don't, like, just it feels very impossible to put her worries on somebody.
That makes a lot of sense to me. That was like out of character moment.
Are you being really quiet about...
Oh no, she's shooting guns. Like, straight up.
Great.
Shooting, hitting the shit with the sword. Like, yeah, she's, like, literally in, like, these ratty fucking, like, trousers. One of the knees is, like, torn out of it, and she's taken, like, a long, like, tunic and just, like, cut it up. So she's, like, just fucking, like, going ham. It's a great time. It's a training montage for her.
You're in one of those, like, moments where, you know, like, in a second, you're probably gonna have to reload or pick up something different, and go ahead, give me a perception check at disadvantage.
That's not fun for me. Oh, that was a good roll. Let's see what happens next. Oh, okay, so 14.
14, okay, so as a bullet goes off, almost right after it hits the target, you can kind of hear the back door to the church sort of like close semi-loudly. That thing when like you're entering a room where someone's feeling big emotions, and you want them to know that you're there so that you don't spook them, but you're also, like, entering as slowly as possible. Alvareta is just gonna, like, step into your little training space that you have out here and is gonna hang on the farthest edge possible and just watch kind of what you're doing.
Yeah, so at this point, I think Aust would be loading bullets into her revolver. Again, like, after they're already, like, out. And she's holding it up with her left hand, just one, and, like, going down this line of, like, targets that, like, flip so they come back to rest, you know? Mm-hmm. Just one, two, three, four, five, and she stops. And she hasn't looked back. And she says, look, I'm sorry about all the fighting down there in the canyon. I'm grateful for your help. And... shoots the target. I'm just so very tired right now.
I understand that, and if obviously you want me to leave, that's fine. I'm mostly just looking to be anywhere but my house right now. There's quite a bit of commotion happening over at my neighbor's, as you might imagine. And not that that's not good for them.
Timeline wise, it's probably while they're still crying on the porch.
Yeah.
you just see like this globe of, during that scene, there's this globe of light and just gunshots going off.
So I did a perception check to see if she had heard Shatha go to Gabe's house. Mainly the falling off the horse thing. So I don't quite think Alvareta in this scene thinks that y'all are fucking. I just think that like she's like, wow, it's getting real loud over there, and whatever's gonna happen, I don't want to be there.
I don't want to be here. Aust will hear that. She will kind of hear the unspoken kind of request there. She'll drop the empty casings out of the revolver. She flips it closed, spins it on her finger, and puts it in her holster. And she grabs her jacket, like, puts it back over, like, buttons it up. So she's, like, all proper now, except, you know, ratty pants or whatever from training. And she says, I know where there's something we can drink. Come with me. So Ost goes and sits in the side of the confessional that Young was in and grabs the bottle and holds it out.
Awesome. I think she'll probably take it and, like, lean up either against the side of the confessional or, like, sit in one of the closest sort of pews.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, like...
just so that she's, like, opposite of you.
Well, and, like, the whole reason Ost is sitting there is to, like, wipe her face with the curtain because they're going to get washed soon anyway. Like, she's getting dust and shit off of herself. Like...
there's, like, a little bit of, like, gunpowder.
Oh, yeah.
Alberta is probably going to take most likely, like, a double shot's worth. My girl knows how to hold her liquor.
Love to see it.
She's going to take a swig, hand it back to you. And she's going to be like, so, did you get anybody interesting tonight?
Well, you know, the normal. Just complaints about... some people treat this as like an anonymous complaint box. And somebody came to complain about Young, as usual. Then Young himself actually was my last guest. He, I think he wants to quit drinking.
Not that that's... a bad thing, I just don't quite know if he can do it.
Yeah, that's my concern. I'd like to help, and I think we gotta get something together for him when he's sober. You know, he might have said it while he's drunk, that doesn't mean he's gonna act on it later. And she'll reach out for the bottle.
Yeah, and she'll hand it over.
And then Ost will take an equally long, if not longer, swig.
They're finishing this bottle.
Oh yeah.
I will be like, well, we can help him with this.
I mean, that's fair. She hands it back. That was a lot today.
Yeah, I can imagine. He's a lot when he's moderate. But everything else... did you talk to the stranger after... what happened?
So, no, she went off God knows where and then apparently appeared at Ree's house, so...
Yep.
That's about all I know.
That is where she is. The little bit I heard before I best decided that it was best for me not to hear also seemed a little bit off-put with how everything went down. How are you? I don't think I've ever seen you quite as angry as... well, actually, I think I have seen you angry. It was about 5 seconds before we started talking. But I don't think I've ever seen you before that as angry as you were down in that canyon.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's... I don't quite know what came over me. It might have been the sun, or I was just pushing myself to keep those two things from hurting anyone else. And I could barely stay standing. And, you know, the healing spells that you and Ree did were great, but that doesn't take away the pain that you feel, you know? And I was just barely holding on to keeping everybody safe, and we had just gotten through that scrape, and then Shatha decides to attack one of us, you know? Like, her reservations about you specifically aside, like, when we're down there, when we're fighting, it's not about anything that happens up in the town. It's five people trying to stay alive, and I just think it's not fair to you as well.
I think there's a certain understanding that I have that she doesn't know me and I don't know her, and unlike the rest of you, she hasn't quite gotten used to all my charms, and I must admit none of those apply too very well on the battlefield, but I'm not so concerned about her not liking me or taking that out. I'm just kind of grateful she did it after everything. But I'm more concerned about why you got to the point to where, like you were bad, Austin. I you know, we live out here. These parts are wild and crazy, and obviously there's nothing like we've ever seen before, but I wasn't quite as comfortable with how close to losing you we got. And I think maybe when we get in another scrap like that, which I told Rhea I was going to back off, but I probably actually won't do. But it's not like, you know, I ever really listened to her anyway. I want you to feel comfortable enough with the rest of their capabilities to step back and not let yourself get that hurt. Because like you said, that pain doesn't go away.
You're right, but the faith is like a shield for the people. And in my capacity as the preacher, I need to shield my people. Whether or not they come through them doors, or say their prayers, or thank the Morning Lord for what he does, I am to protect them. And if any of you had fallen before I did, it would have been a failure on my part.
No, it wouldn't have. We all signed up the same way to fighting that thing. And I must admit, the shield is a mighty strong one, but if it cracks, then we're all fucked. I just want you to value not necessarily what protection or thing that you can give to other people, but value your own life maybe a little bit more in those moments. It's okay to be selfish and to take a step back. She also was riding around on a horse for like 30 minutes. She's got that whip. She could have come in at any moment and, I don't know, like lassoed his head or something.
So what, you think for me to have been selfish, I should have taken a quick stroll in the middle of the fight or something? Is that what you're saying?
Not a stroll, but like, it's okay if you're beaten and bruised to let other people get a little roughed up. They'll be okay. Gabby's mighty capable. Young in all his years has somehow still not died of poisoning or something. So I'm sure he could get hit in the head once or twice and be fine. Even me.
Austell had finished kind of like wiping dust off of herself and go sit on the pew next to Alvaretta and take the bottle back and take another drink first. I know y'all can handle yourself, but to be completely honest, I'm scared of seeing y'all hurt. I can only do so much, even with my power, even with the paltry amount of resources we have to revive someone who has passed at this church. It's scary. I think it's easier for me to be the one who falls than to see someone fall. I think it terrifies me.
It's a part of those kinds of things, you know, like doing fighting things. And it's just as scary for the rest of us if you fall. But it's a matter of all of us being there to pick you back up.
That's what y'all admit.
Yeah, but you gotta reach for us a little sooner. Because I'm certainly not as magical as you are, and even a second later, and none of us might have been able to do anything.
Are you okay?
Me, I'm fine. Worried about you.
Insight. That is a 19.
Not gonna do well. Yeah, well, that's a 3. What are you looking for insight on?
I'm trying to probe deeper on that, like, her just trying to say she's fine, or, you know, all of it. All of what she just said, like, what does that mean, specifically? Like, what is she hiding, and what does she mean by, like, finishing it out and saying, like, worried about you?
What you can kind of get from just the way she's sort of leaning into you and stressing every word, probably thinking a bit harder than she's ever thought to talk to someone. Obviously, she's shaken up by the events of the day, right? Everybody is. And there's, to her core, there is truth to the fact that she was really scared seeing the position that you were in. And while she may have, like, other things going on, obviously that baseline of, like, normal hidden struggles everybody deals with on the day-to-day, the biggest thing pressing her right now is you and the position that you were in and what she can do in the future to prevent that from happening, at least not often, if not ever again.
Okay, with all the insight of that, let me make a little composure roll for Ost. That's actually a 15. So Ost kind of, like, recognizes all that. She recognizes, like, her pressing into her. And she leans her head down on Alvareta's shoulder and says, "It's all right. I'm here. I'm okay."
That's what I need. But physically, you know, if you're not the other okay that you talk about all the time, that is fine as well. And she's gonna, like, reach around and, like, sort of rest her hand sort of on, like, the back part of your elbow, like, not like doing too much to, like, push you in, but, like, obviously, like, please don't go anywhere.
Ost, like, momentarily, like, stiffens at that and then, like, kind of lets it happen. And she says, "You know, I think I spend so much time making sure everyone else is okay. I'm never really okay myself. There's so much going on in this town, so much help that everyone needs, and I'm just one woman."
I think when you take over for your dad, no offense to him, you are just so easy to talk to, and people take advantage of that. Real easy. And it's okay to put a wall up. You left the light on in here. It's okay to turn it off once in a while. And maybe, not that it's a far walk, but maybe you come find me the next time you get angry or anything. You don't gotta do it all by yourself. Take it all by yourself, at least.
I hear what you're saying. But I mean, technically, it did work. I was mad I didn't have anyone to talk to, then you showed up, so.
I mean, yeah, I guess we can probably have the stranger to hang for that as well, but I don't mind doing it. So if you need, I'll listen for gunshots.
Maybe I can, you know, gunshots are real common around here. Maybe there should be some other way letting you know.
Yeah, maybe, I've heard words are real effective. You can always try a good old knock on my front door. I often didn't have in my window.
You'd want the preacher to climb through your window.
I feel like I want to roll harder at the poser check. Oh, it's a 15. Yeah. Nice sight.
Well, she's going to take another sip, like another drink out of the bottle, because, like, she rolled a 5 on that. How so?
He'll take the bottle from you and, like, do a real, like, clean, like, kind of, like, suave stand and just, like, be like, "Well, you know, if you do it this late at night, it'll probably give people the wrong idea or the right idea, depending on what you fancy yourself. But, I mean, you are pretty tall, pretty muscular. As Ree likes to comment on pretty frequently. But You could just, it'd be real easy. You could just, like, it wouldn't take you very long.
To get through the window, or what?
Yeah, to get through the window. Is that the novel we were talking about? Because
I wrote that one. I wrote that one. Ost kind of turns a bit more towards Alvaretta and says, I thought you were talking about me and you. And she like kind of starts reaching a hand up, like tracing over the jaw and up towards like the back of the head of Alvaretta.
I think Alvaretta will probably like lean her face in a little bit and just be like, are you struggling for words there? Gosh, you got something on your tongue?
I don't think it's words. And she will like press in for a kiss.
Alvaretta's like fully gonna deeply kiss back.
You know, I'm pretty sure Young's gonna be out cold for the rest of the night. And I thought you might not want to go home, considering.
Considering, I think that would be a pretty good idea. We could always go sit in your room and you can get into real specifics of what you think we were talking about.
I'd like that.
Alvaretta takes your hand, leads you into the bedroom, and then they fuck.
There, that's where we can end it.
Everybody else gets laid, Young gets over. The ending we all deserve.